It's 8:45 on KIOS FM, live and local on Morning Edition. I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and my guest today, Larry McTaggart. He's the music director of the Nebraska Wind Symphony. Larry, thanks a bunch for stopping in today.
Good morning, Mike. It's great to be with you again.
Oh, appreciate it. Nebraska Wind Symphony is presenting a new concert called Gardens, Flowers, Bugs. It's at 3 o'clock on Sunday, April 15th at the Omaha Conservatory of Music right there on 70th and Cass Street. Okay, tell us a little bit about the this concert.
You know, Mike, we in the Nebraska Wind Symphony, one of our core values is to have fun. And when we put our programs together, we try to have make something that's going to be fun for us as musicians, but also for our audience. And so each piece we're playing on this concert has something to do with a garden, a flower, or a bug. And so we're doing some great music by American composers, and for example, To Dance in the Secret Garden by Robert W. Smith, Azalea City March by Robert Allen Carter, and then a composition of mine called Flight of the Monarch. So we're touching a little bit of flowers, gardens, bugs. It's just a great event with lots of variety, and we encourage, if you haven't been to a Wind Symphony concert, to come on out.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun. Now, is this the first time you've had a piece of yours done by the symphony?
No, the Wind Symphony has played some of my pieces before, and then we also have a wonderful in-resident composer in our group, Keith Michael Davis, and he's also a wonderful conductor, and we both had different pieces played throughout the years by the Wind Symphony.
How do you approach writing a piece of music, Larry? I mean, there's a whole bunch of instruments and sounds. What do you hear in your head, and how do you get that down on the paper?
That's a wonderful question. It's really very similar to writing a book in that you have different themes, you have thematic elements, you have characters, if you will, that are musical motifs that you introduce, and then you develop them, and then you have conflict and resolution, and it's very much similar to writing a book.
I'll bet it is. Now, in using your analogy, there's writing a book, and then, of course, you can have somebody read a book. We used to call them books on tape. You know, now we call them audio books, right?
Yes, right.
Well, your piece of music gets conducted by someone else.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you listen to your piece of music and it's not you that's doing the conducting? Do you find discoveries of, wow, I hadn't thought of it like that? Or do you go, no, that's not it?
You know, it's a combination of both. Sometimes you, it's like you go through the gestation process to create this child, and then you hand it over to someone, and then they have to kind of raise it. And so sometimes you go, oh, that's not what I had in mind, but otherwise, yeah, it's, hey, I like what you did with that. That sounds great. So you kind of have to get it to a point and just let it go.
Sure. Ken Molzer is going to conduct your piece.
Yes, and the piece was actually written for the Papillion Area Community Band for their 25th anniversary a few years ago, and Ken was a conductor and still is the founder and conductor of that group, and he will be guest conducting that piece as well. The piece was dedicated to Gene Brong, who was a longtime founding member of the Papillion Area Community Band, and his family will be there at the concert as well.
It's the 41st season of the Nebraska Wind Symphony.
Yes.
My goodness, the time has passed by very quickly, hasn't it?
It really has. And 1977, Tony Snyder, a longtime music educator in the Westside Community School District, founded the group. And he actually joined us last year for our 40th anniversary, 93 years young, and conducted a piece. And we're still going on our 41st anniversary season, and I couldn't be happier with the direction the group is going.
Well, pretty neat to have Gardens, Flowers, Bugs. It's Sunday, April 15th at the Omaha Conservatory of Music at 3 p.m. Very much a spring feel to what you're doing.
We are going to try and push winter out the door once and for all. This 22 degrees in April just doesn't work for me.
Oh, sad news for tomorrow night, a low of 17 and blustery. It's like April's come in like a lion.
I know it.
We certainly hope we can send it on its way like a lamb. Are there any other special guests or people that are involved that you wanted to make mention of? Because there's a lot of folks involved in this.
Right. There's a lot of moving parts in pretty much every one of our concerts. And in addition to Keith conducting and Ken Molzer conducting, we also have a guest conductor, Kristen Parent, who's an educator in the Archdiocese School of music program. And she's a winner of the Jack R. Snyder Young Band Director Award, and we want to recognize her. So she will be in joining us to conduct Flowers in the Forest. And we're also featuring our Nebraska Wind Symphony Memorial Scholarship winner, Mr. Sam Calhorn, who's a wonderful trumpet player, student at UNO, and he'll be performing the third movement of Hummel's Concerto for Trumpet. And so we're looking forward to having him join us.
It's going to be a good time. Again, that's Sunday, April 15th at 3 p.m., Gardens, Flowers, Bugs, the Nebraska Wind Symphony, and during that concert, an original composition by our guest, music director Larry McTaggart. You can go to NebraskaWindSymphony.com for more information and also to get a hold of tickets as well, if you like. Larry, thanks so much for stopping in
Thank
today.
You,
it's good
Mike.
To see you again. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
It's 8:51. We get back to Morning Edition straight ahead here.